Good morning and welcome to ASI Radio's Tuesday morning show, where some of ASI's most opinionated editors talk promo products and more. I'm Joe Haley, star of The Joe Show, and your special guest host today, as Melinda Lygos is on a two-hour delay, but she is on the phone. Melinda.
Everybody, what's up with the snow again?
I don't know. Why can't you put that three-year-old on the bus by herself?
Yeah, I don't know. Daycare's got a two-hour late. I guess they don't want the babies walking through the snow.
Joe's wife trusts him in a car. I think you should trust your child on a bus.
I do sit in my car seat, and I buckle up safely. Andy Cohn is out in California on vacation, but in the studio today we have Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource Magazine, and she's known for wearing 6-inch heels, but she has snowshoes on today that are only about 2 or 3 inches tall. Well, she took them off already.
I took them off and changed.
Up with that, Michelle?
I hate snow boots. Oh, however, they are Juicy Couture snow boots with crystallized snowflakes. They're the most impractical snowshoes ever.
Sounds fancy.
They're fancy.
That's just up your alley. Another regular with us today is the ever cheerful Advantages editor, Kathy Houston.
Even with Tim.
And she's got a big smile on her face as usual. Kathy, what makes you so chipper all the time?
Drugs.
At the head of the table is Rich Fairfield, ASI's publisher. Rich, good morning. How are you?
Great.
Now, Rich drives a Mini Cooper, and how's that to handle all this snow?
Well, it handles the snow great. It's just the ice it doesn't like.
So stay off the ice. And we also have a surprise special guest in the studio today. Should we play 20 questions to see if everyone can guess who it is?
Tim Andrews.
Very good, Melinda. Tim Andrews, the president and CEO of ASI and president of the ASI show, is joining us in our studios here in Trevose, PA. Tim, how are you?
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Well, hey.
Did you actually call yourself a star in your own introduction?
The star, not a star.
I find that slightly inconceivable, but anyway.
Okay, I'm smiling over here. Rocking the mixing board, as always, is the gentle giant, Steve Hawk. And manning the phones and taking your calls today is Vinny Driscoll. On today's show, we are talking about how to tap into creativity. So our phone lines are open. Give us a jingle at 215-953-4979. You can also send us an email to radio@asicentral.com. And if we put you on the air, you will score a $25 Visa gift card. But first up, we have a rundown of what's on today's show from Michelle.
Well, first, we're going to have special callers, Matt Bertram from Fields Manufacturing and Rob Watson from MediaTree, two industry experts, and they're going to be commenting on market trends and product trends for 2010, and they'll also be fielding our questions for them. Next, Melinda's going to be telling us about education sessions and events at the upcoming ASI San Diego show. Kathy's going to talk about what customers want now, very specific things that they're looking for in this marketplace. I'm going to be discussing 10 marketing ideas that change the world, and I know Tim has some ideas of his own that he's going to chime in on. Joe's going to be talking about the Olympics' quirkiest sponsors, and they are quirky, little man. Next, Kathy will be talking about top survival tips for remote work teams. And if we have time, Joe will have his rant. And now we have the news with Joe.
Thanks, Michelle, and good morning again, everyone. We begin with the release of ASI's latest industry sales report. According to estimates, ad specialty industry sales dropped 19.5% in 2009 to just under $16 billion. In the fourth quarter of last year, sales fell 9.7% to just over $500 million. For more on the report, plus reaction from several top 40 distributors, be sure to check out today's Counselor Promogram. Next up, expansion for two industry suppliers. Ohio-based supplier TSC Apparel has opened a new distribution center in Houston, while Norwood is adding 45,000 square feet to its Red Wing, Minnesota plant. Norwood has not said if the addition will create new jobs. With the opening of its Houston facility, TSC Apparel now has distribution centers in Cincinnati, Atlanta, and Fullerton, California. Now to the economy, where a new government report shows retail sales increased 0.5% in January, exceeding forecasts. Economists say the increase is largely tied to a drop in the U.S. unemployment rate, which is now 9.7%. The average work week and weekly earnings of Americans also rose last month. And finally, today, later in program, I'll bring you another new episode of The Joe Show, where I'll feature more novel products for you to show off to your clients this year. And that's the industry news for Tuesday, February 16th, 2010.
Whew. Well done. Yep. That was a mouthful.
Yeah, TSC. All right, we're moving on. On line three, we have Matt Bertram from Fields Manufacturing. Matt, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Terrific. So, Matt, what do you see out there in the market in regards to market trends? Where do you think we're going in 2010?
Well, with regards to product, what we're seeing a lot is products that have a lot of usefulness to them. People are looking for products that they can use for more than just one event, they want to be able to use it for a long period of time. So durability of the product, quality of the product, those are very important things right now. Also, there still is an eco-friendly movement out there. Even though the economy has slowed that down a bit, people are still looking for products that are helpful for the environment because of different things that they do as a company or organization.
Great. Matt, do you see any markets that are growing so far this year in 2010?
You know, activity across the board is definitely up. I think what companies are starting to do is last year, in previous years, they might have ordered, let's say, 5,000 pieces of item X. Last year, they probably went down to 1,000 pieces. This year, it seems like people are starting to grow in their needs and grow in their budgets. Specific sectors, the school sector seems to be coming back. Trade shows, events seem to be coming back a little bit, and so that's definitely helpful for promotional products.
Matt, a couple questions. First, I want to thank you because Fields is a sponsor at all the ASI shows of our educational programming, and we really appreciate that very much. It shows, I think, your personal commitment to the industry and to educating distributors, and we really appreciate that. My question is, you mentioned organic or eco-friendly. One of the biggest drawbacks from a distributor and from an end buyer perspective is that the price difference, you know, eco and organic kind of products tend to be a little bit more expensive. Are you seeing the prices coming down and getting closer to a non-eco positioned product, or are you still seeing that gap there? And what do you think is going to happen over the course of 2010 in that regard?
That is a great question. We have different eco-friendly products in our different lines. So, for example, on our adhesive notes, there is no additional charge. So we offer, for example, we offer 100% post-consumer recycled paper that is the same price as a regular paper. But with regards to lanyards, yes, there is a little bit of a percentage of upcharge, same thing for pens. So the challenge that we have as suppliers is to inform people that even though the end user thinks that all eco-friendly products are more expensive, that's not necessarily the case. And there definitely is a trend of those, the cost of those items being lowered. A lot of it just is the supply that's out there. So if the supply of a particular eco-friendly product is not very high, of course, that's going to raise the price to the end user. So there definitely is a trend of costs going down with regards to eco-friendly products.
Great. Thank you very much.
Well, Matt, thank you for calling in. Anyone who wants to see the Fields line and any of their new products can stop by the San Diego show next week, and that kicks off on Wednesday with Education Day, followed by 2 days of exhibits on Thursday and Friday. Online, too, we have Rob Watson of MediaTree. Rob, you there?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Hi, Rob.
Rob, how are you?
Pretty good. It's a nice little snowy morning here in New Jersey.
Here, too.
You can have some of our snow if you want.
Rob,
I have one question for you. What's your number one product that you've come out with right now in 2010?
We have a bunch of new products, but I think our number one product is going to be our photo books and photo calendars, which is a completely customizable portal where consumers can take photos that they've taken on their digital camera and upload them to a template, and they can design their own photo album that's delivered to their door in just a matter of weeks. And the best part is that they're completely branded. So a company like Bank of America or some big brand can actually logo these photo books, and they're kept as conversation pieces and something that's left on the coffee table. So that brand interaction is something that you'll see for months over months, even after the promotion has ended.
I have a question for Rob.
Yes.
Hey, it's Melinda. First of all, I want to thank you. I know you're going to be sponsoring our Hot Niche Market sessions in San Diego, so thank you for
that. Yeah, we're very excited about that. Yeah,
now, I know you're going to kick off the day that day by teaching a class, a Hot Niche Market class, which is how to sell and market to teens, tweens, and 20-somethings. That's a lot of teens. What's your number one tip? I mean, that's a market, obviously, a lot of people want to reach. What's your number one tip you would give to marketers who are looking at that segment?
Well, I think it's looking at the buying trends of that demographic. I mean, I think a lot of retailers specifically are looking at ways to kind of offset the downward economy and bring back customers and turn them into, you know, long-term customers to sustain that revenue. So what ways and what promotional products can we look at that speak to that demographic? How can we use them very simply in some of our own marketing programs? And we're going to talk about ways that we can promote and actually put together programs that are very, very simple. Oftentimes, I think when our brands are looking at ways to increase revenue or drive their sales, oftentimes we all get a little uncomfortable. We think that a lot of those things have to come from big web companies or big advertising agencies. But a lot of the answers can be found within our industry, and some very simple and easy to use tips can be taken into these promotions that can drive sales for, you know, on pack promotions and for gift with purchase. And I think a lot of that is really geared towards that youth demographic. They're impulse buys. Things that really make a product stand out on the shelf. Can they put a some type of gift with purchase or a reward right on the product's packaging to drive sales and to increase brand loyalty? So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about next week, and I think it's going to be really exciting.
Rob, this is Tim. I got one quick question.
Sure.
And I visited your booth a couple of shows back and saw the new product. I was really impressed by the photo books. Talk about just for a second about the sort of the more traditional business maybe that people think of with MediaTree, which are downloads and other kinds of digital, you know, loaded cards, et cetera. What's that business looking like? And is that an area where, you know, are distributors getting tired of those kinds of products and that's why you're moving to other things that are more physical?
I appreciate the question. I really don't think so. I think that a lot of the brands that are working with our distributors are looking for low cost, high perceived value items that don't require a lot of shipping costs. They like the tangible card, a branded piece that drives them online. You have online interaction. Let's face it, 90% of the consumer population is online every day, whether they check their email or they're checking their online banking account or if they have a Facebook account, they're online. So the branded card, the download card option drives consumers online. It takes the consumer where the brands want them to go anyway. So I think we're seeing actually a lot more interest and the components of MediaTree's products, you know, the download cards, music downloads, movie tickets, photo prints,
great,
mobile ringtones. So we're offering a lot more options now because we're seeing a lot more interest come in. So we're trying to target a lot of demographics that maybe we haven't in the past.
That's great. Thank
you. But let's face it, the someone who was downloading music 10 years ago as a 20-year-old is now a 30-year-old that's downloading music. And in 10 years from now, it's going to be a 40-year-old still downloading music.
Well, you're
so
making me feel old.
I think this is a very sustainable product that will create, it will stand the test of time.
Well, Rob, thank you very much. Everyone who wants to see the MediaTree line of products, again, can visit them at the San Diego show next week and on Thursday and Friday when exhibits are open and participate in Education Day, which we want to talk to Melinda about. Hey, Melinda.
Hello.
Hey, can you give us a little preview of what's going to go on next week in San Diego in terms of education?
Absolutely. We have lots and lots of exciting things going on, starting with Education Day all day long next Wednesday. We're going to have our brand new distributor success track running all day. Classes from 8:30 in the morning till 5. Every hour you're going to get great education, whether you're a new distributor or looking to brush up on some important skills. This is a great track. Here's a good deal. If you attend 3 sessions in that track, you will get for free our new distributor success kit, which is a $199 kit with a DVD and 10 CDs that tells you everything you need to know to be successful in the industry. So that's one good thing. We've got some things for suppliers that are pretty exciting. One thing that has been done really well at our other shows is in the afternoon all day on Education Day, we're going to have suppliers can get a private critique with ASI's catalog doctor. That's Tom Ageri. And it's a one-on-one time. They submit their catalog ahead of time. Tom looks it over and then has a sit-down discussion with them to talk to them about how they can improve their catalogs. So if suppliers can go to asishow.com/education and sign up for that. That's a really cool thing.
And I think also we have a session on how they can become a preferred supplier.
Yes, that's going to be really good. That's by Heather DePratt at 11 a.m. on Education Day. And we're going to have some really big name distributors there who are going to actually give them their secrets to becoming a preferred supplier for them. So that's another good thing. Also, at the end of Education Day, 5 p.m., we're going to have our very popular women's networking reception. That's led by Rosalie Marcus, who's one of our best teachers.
Hey, Melinda, is Tony Robbins going to be at the show?
Oh, you just took my next
you
pick.
Took her
you were just taking so damn long to get to it, Melinda. Tim was very impatient.
I am like, Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins.
Is Tony Robbins going to be there, Melinda?
Big evangelist. He is going to be the keynote speaker on the second day of exhibits in the morning, and he's going to wow people. We had him in Orlando last year, and, I mean, people rave. He's one of the best-rated speakers we've ever had. And, you know, I know some of you in the room saw him. What did you guys think?
I thought he was absolutely incredible. You know, I'm not one for sort of the ranting and raving and everyone stands and jumps and, you know, gets excited. I'm more of a, you know, maybe a, more of a serious person when it comes to keynotes that I like to hear. But I thought he was absolutely incredible. Truly, anybody who's listening, if you can get to San Diego, fly, drive, bus, walk, whatever you have to do, Tony Robbins is absolutely worth the trip. He will make a complete difference in your life. We had people that left the Orlando show where he appeared last year and signed up for several of his seminars through the year. He gives discounts to people that come to some of the big keynotes to his seminars later in the year. He really, I think, is incredible at setting a tone and getting people very positive, very pumped up. And I think that while 2010 looks a little bit better than 2009, you know, bring your people, bring your sales staff. We really need to have people very focused on a positive attitude. And let me tell you, Tony Robbins can turn somebody around.
That's right, and that's Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and it's free. So what a great deal.
So now, is there still time to register for the show? And if so, how do people do it?
Absolutely. You can go to ASI Show. We'll put a link on the radio website as well, but asishow.com, you can register. And besides Education Day, of course, we'll have our power education sessions running throughout the entire show. Plus, Tim Andrews is going to have someone on the hot seat, I guess, Thursday morning at 7:30 with donuts.
Sure. Right after the gala, the night before. And we've got a hot gala in a really great location, San Diego. We'll have 500 or 600 people at the gala.
Where is it this year?
You know, I knew somebody was going to ask me that.
It's in San Diego.
If you go to asishow.com, you can get all the information. But the gala is great. It's a great way to network, meet other distributors and suppliers. And we really encourage suppliers to come as well because it's a great way to spend time off the show floor with distributors, talking to them in a more informal way about your products and services and what you offer. So.
And I know it's in a nightclub in the Gas Lamp District, which is the coolest part of San Diego.
It's a quick walk from the convention center or from the main hotels.
Yep. So it's not too late to sign up today.
All right. Well, Melinda, thank you for the rundown with the education curriculum.
I'll even make an offer.
Okay. Here's the
offer.
Here's the offer.
Anybody who's listening, gala is, I think, $40 or $50 now because we're past the cutoff for free tickets. Anybody emails me between now and noon today, tell me how many gala tickets you need, up to, let's say, 10, and they're free.
Great.
Wow.
All right.
TAndrews@ASICentral.com. TAndrews@ASICentral.com. Let's make it 11:30. I got to have a cutoff. 11:30 a.m.
Eastern time.
Eastern time.
If you want your gala tickets, you got to email
Tim
today.
That's a great
deal. Now, Tim, will you dance with anyone who takes advantage of this offer?
That's less likely to be an attractive
thing. Free tickets and a dance with Tim.
I think the free tickets are
dance with Tim and free tickets. You can't beat that. TAndrews@ASICentral.com by 11:30 Eastern Standard
Email away.
Time.
Okay. You must be an ASI distributor, supplier, or decorator member, or prospect.
All right. Okay. Well, that sounds like a great deal.
Can they wear your red hat?
No.
Okay. We're going to move on here. Our phone lines are open. We have a few callers on the line, but if you want to try and get in, it's 215-953-4979 or send an email to radio@asicentral.com. But we're going to go to line one where we have Amy who has a question about creativity. Amy?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
What's your
I'm
question?
A distributor, and I feel like I'm in a rut with the promotions that I'm doing for my clients, and I was just wondering if you could suggest some ways that I can reboot my creativity.
I have one. March Counselor is all about creativity. That's our creativity issue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. So that will be out soon, and she should take a look at that.
Yep.
I think another thing you need to do is read Advantages magazine, because each issue we have case studies, and you know it's a great way to tap into someone else's creativity. We do a little bit of borrowing, stealing from other people's creative ideas, whether it's a promotion or a theme, and you can put them to use.
Actually, all the magazines have a case study section, and they're really great to read. You get a lot of inspiration from other people.
I would say that you should do something different. That to change, don't if you don't want to do the same thing over and over again, do something different today. Just change your normal habits. And you'll you'll find that you'll get some more ideas.
You know, I think that brainstorming sessions are really good. Get all your employees in there, no matter what they do for the company. Get them in there and just throw around a bunch of ideas, but you can't tombstone anyone. You can't say that's not going to work, that's not good. Write everything down. Some companies actually paint their conference room walls white, and they mark everything up there with markers, and they just let the creativity flow, and when they're done with that meeting, they repaint it if they take their notes. So, again, that's something different that Rich is suggesting.
Do you have one or two of your biggest – what you have one or two big clients? You have a lot of smaller clients, or sort of what's your client base look like?
A large amount.
I would really urge you to think about also getting some of your customers' customers in a room and do a little focus group with them. So figure out who do they want to have as their prospects, who are they trying to serve, who are they trying to reach. Get five or six of their customers in a room and start asking them questions about, you know, what are they doing, you know, how would they like to be marketed to. You know, people have a lot of good ideas once you get them in a room.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for everyone. In the creativity issue for counselor, there's a creative quiz to see how creative you are. All right, what's everyone's favorite color?
Blue.
Red.
Well, it's got to be blue because that's the right answer.
Mine's red.
Okay. Rich doesn't count because he read the issue.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you pick blue, that means supposedly that you're especially creative.
And I'm wearing blue today.
How about that?
Rich loves blue.
But there will be an interactive quiz online beginning in March where you can test your creative know-how.
Okay. Well, Amy, thank you. Stay on the line. Vinny, we'll get your information and we'll get your gift card out to you.
Great.
We're
going
to go now to line four where we have Zach. Zach, how are you?
Good. Happy Fat Tuesday, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Fat Tuesday. Yeah. I think he's already hit some of the sauce already. No, seriously, Zach, how can we help you?
Well, I'm actually a distributor, too. And there are some days when I'm working on a pitch to take into a client and I draw a blank. I'm just wondering, are there any ideas how I can get past that?
So you got a little bit of writer's block there, a little bit creative block?
A creative block.
You know what else I would suggest? Go on ESP Online, and they have an idea section. Anything you're looking for, just type in random words, and you come up with a whole bunch of products you wouldn't have thought about.
Okay.
That's how Kathy writes her stories, just types in random words.
That's right. That's my editorials.
You know, I remember seeing someone speak at a trade show once, and the guy said to, and it was mainly distributors in the audience, that if they really want to spark their creativity, they should get out of their own head and kind of what Rich alluded to, do something that they've never done before. The example that he gave was, you know, if you're a guy's guy and you run your own distributorship, take a class in like water painting or watercolors. Mm-hmm. Anything that gets you out of your own head and forces you to do something different out of your own comfort zone. Mm-hmm.
I think also get out of your environment that you're in. If you're in an office, go to a conference room, work from home. Go out to a park and work at a park bench. Go to a Starbucks and work at one of the tables there at the cafe. There's a lot of different things you can do to get you out of that element.
And also, when you're doing that, notice everything that's going on around you. That will give you a good pulse on trends that are happening. When you're in the mall, see what all the teenagers are doing, things like that.
Hanging out. Rich, you had something?
I was just going to say water. That was one of the themes, and we have Monet painting on the cover of the creativity issue. But I think Marty Lott said he was talking about shower time. Just being in the water sparks his creativity.
You know what? I always think about a lot of things in the shower.
Thanks for sharing
that. Let's move on.
She does. I have heard that. So, Zach, thanks a lot. Stay on the line. Vinny will get your information. We'll get your gift card out to you. Right now we are going to pause and take a break and hear a message from our sponsor.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or go to www.ipromoteu.com.
And welcome back. Now, Kathy, I have one simple question for you. What do customers want?
Well, you know what? They want what they've always wanted. They want value beyond the product. They want your creativity, and they want you to actually be involved in their planning process, take some of their workload off of them. There was a survey done for Singularity Group, Inc. And 410 respondents paint a picture of customers looking for both basic efficiencies in getting things done, as well as stimulating ideas and creativity. On the other hand, the data also reveals that many customers in the sample felt a significant percentage of sales teams weren't delivering value beyond product and service transactions. So that's your cue to jump in there and give them all that they want. Customers seem to be saying that what is important to them first and foremost is a sales process that matches a need to the right product or service, gets it efficiently delivered and installed, but most importantly, that you are part of the planning process from the beginning and giving them great ideas, which is what we just discussed in our creativity segment. Mm-hmm. So get in there and be part of their marketing team.
Does it mention anything about customer service?
Well, customer service is always, you know, high priority. Number one, customer service and creativity, I would say.
I had an experience last week. I was on the phone for an hour and a half with four different reps at a company trying to get a service fixed. And at one
was
point
that a good experience?
It was a very frustrating experience, but I had one rep who was extremely attentive. And she saw that my name was Joseph, and she said, "Can I call you Joseph?" And I said, "Well, yes, you can." But at one point, a tech rep did not want to take my call because her shift was ending, and she was rushing to get out of there. And I said, "That's some great customer service there." But we resolved the issue, and.
But the good customer service rep saved the day for you.
Yes, she did. I said, "Do not hang up on me." I was hung up on once already. She goes, "Joseph, I'll be with you to the end."
Every step of the way.
Now, my question is, did you reward that? Did you get her name and, you know, somehow you can let her boss know? Because one of the things that I really try to do, I don't know if it's something I'm doing in person, like a restaurant or something like that on the telephone. One thing that I think is really important, you know, we all talk about customer service and how important it is to us. But when we see it, I think we also need to reward it and recognize
That's
it. And
a really
sometimes
good point.
That does not happen.
That is a really good point.
You know, Tim, I didn't do that, but I'm going to have to make a note to do that when someone does.
Because people need to know.
Like,
you know, I get a lot of feedback from distributors and suppliers. Sometimes it's good feedback. Well, it's all good feedback. Sometimes it's positive. Sometimes it's things we could do better. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear both. You know, if you just constantly hear, you know, about the small percentage of things that go bad and you don't hear about the good things, you know, the good things are great. When people send a note congratulating us or on good customer service or an account executive who went beyond, that really means a lot. And then, of course, it's the responsibility of the person who's hearing that to do something with it and to thank the employee. But I think it's really important. I think we often get caught in this sort of glass half empty thing, and we forget about the more positive aspect of rewarding people and thanking them for a job well done.
And that also motivates the workforce even further, and they'll mm-hmm. do a better job for you down the line.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone. Now we're going to move on. Michelle, you have a little piece here for us on 10 marketing ideas that changed the world.
I do, and I'm not going to go through all 10. We're going to put them on our website on asicentral.com/radio, and Tim's going to chime in with his own opinions. So I'm just going to do a couple. I will say, though, that all 10 involve bold thinking, the passion to champion new ideas, and a high dose of risk. A lot of the people who came up with these ideas went against maybe some studies or some survey results that told them that that's really what they should not be doing, and they kind of went with their gut and, you know, came out better for it. The first is the Legs Eggs package, the egg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it came out in 1969. A Frenchman designed it. He squeezed the pantyhose in his hand just to see how tiny they could ball up. And he said, you know, it kind of looks like the shape of an egg. And then what he did was he rhymed it with legs and put the L apostrophe because he was French and, you know, to be clever.
That's what they do.
Because that's what they do. So the Legs Egg, you know, became, you know, so iconic that it really, you know, became quite the marketing success story. Next, we have one of my favorites, Absolut Vodka. This was borrowed from Absolut Pure Vodka, from inexpensive Swedish vodka, and took inspiration from a 19th century apothecary bottle. Now, I think this and the Legs Egg story both show that packaging really goes a long mm-hmm. way, goes far to make a brand a success. Launched in 1979, Absolut became the number one selling imported vodka by 1985, until Grey Goose miraculously unseated it. Yay.
I turned 21, I think.
Next, we have Avis. Now, Avis knew that they were the number two company after Hertz, but they went with that. And who remembers their famous slogan?
We try harder.
We try harder. Mm-hmm. They went with honesty, and they knew they weren't number one, and people really bought into that. And the next one, as I said, well, I'll put the rest of these on our website, is Benetton. Does anybody remember the Benetton print ads?
Mm-hmm. Colors.
That's right. All the colors of the world. They didn't show product. What they did was tout multiculturalism and global internationalism, and people really identified with the brand. And that was in the 80s. That was out, and they were way ahead of their time.
Yeah,
but again,
it was so long ago.
Yeah. Well, again, though, it was interesting that in their print ads and in their billboards, they didn't focus so much on the product. What they wanted to do was create this iconic look about them. Mm-hmm. That I would also say the Guess really was quite a success with that, with the Marciano Brothers.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tim.
I think there's some suppliers that have done that as well. I mean, I think if you look at some of the suppliers in our industry, Logomark, for instance, has got a very interesting ad campaign that's going on that doesn't really necessarily show product. It talks about why they're the people that you should do business with. And there's a few others, I think, in our industry that do that, or who, you know, sort of create that iconic look of their advertising and really try to create a positioning for themselves. I think there's a couple other things, for better or for worse, that have been huge marketing things. For instance, email marketing. you know, is a huge thing that's just changed the world. You're talking about radically changing the world. And for our industry, it certainly has. And I also think in our industry, suppliers need to think a bit more about, in my opinion, how they package your product, because the two examples you gave are really good examples. And I'm sure the distributors out there could appreciate this, because, you know, when I see some of the product that suppliers ship, you know, and drop ship on behalf of distributors, I'm really surprised, because you sort of wonder what the recipient's supposed to do with that, because the packaging perhaps is not appropriate, or perhaps there's something in there that needs to get fixed before it's actually, you know, good to give out. So I think a distributor could really differentiate themselves by promoting how well they're packaging their products.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's interesting, Michelle, that you said that some of these people went against the grain, went against better advice to you know, not do this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't someone advise someone in this company not to hire you? Isn't that true?
Yeah. It is true.
It was a psychologist.
It just shows that being unencumbered by facts is very often a benefit.
It is true. That is true.
I was advised not to keep her when I got here, but I didn't follow that advice either.
And with that, we are out of time this week. I'd like to thank Tim Andrews for being here, Rich Fairfield, Michelle, Kathy, Steve, and Vinny in the studio. Tune in next week at 10:30 East Coast time, where we'll have another show for you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.